like a mess. Wow, I had no idea.
Someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning? Any reason in particular you were so tired?
Why are you looking at me like that?
No reason. I just thought maybe you were busy with that hottie I saw you with alone in the room!
That didn't mean anything!
It didn't, eh? Well, then can I have him? No! So you do like him, huh?
Tara!
I'm just saying, your faces were really close.
Get your mind out of the gutter!
Look, you know how many Roman shows I've been watching? A lot! In fact, I'm ready for some romance in my life.
You're crazy, I swear!
What? I'm crazy for love!
You woke up on a different side of the bed, that's for sure.
Oh, don't worry. I have no interest in your man. I value our friendship too much to let that happen. Again.
Aw, what a sweetie. But we're not dating or have any romantic interest. We're just friends. That face is pretty creepy, Tara. Ugh. I need a shower.
Oh yeah, that reminds me. The RA said that the hot water is going to be out for a day or two. Something about plumbing.
Oh great, well that's never stopped me before. Or... Huh? What's this? Stay away from him. Hussy? What the...
What's that? Hussy?
What is this?
That is a threat.
Huh?
Let me see the note. This is in the format of a ransom note. Someone didn't want their handwriting to be noted.
Is the note for me or you?
Alf, the note says, stay away from him. I haven't met any guys here in college. I've been busy watching Netflix to learn how to get guys. This note is for you.
But what did I do? I haven't met any guys here at college either.
Alf, we literally just talked about this. That guy I walked in on you with?
Aaron? But I've known him since... Why would someone... Maybe it's a prank.
No, Alf. Even if this is a prank, this isn't something to take lightly. Someone went out of their way to make this note and deliver it to you. This is a threat.
What do I do?
Come on, we're taking this to the RA. Well?
Honestly, I think this is just a prank.
Huh?
Look, we're freshmen. I hate to say this, but hazing is unfortunately very common. I think it's someone trying to scare you and get into your head.
That's not a very good answer.
Hazing shouldn't be something people put up with.
I'm just saying it is. It's not like I like it either.
You're our RA! Isn't there anything you can do about this?
The only thing I can do is take it to the dean. But unless you know who did it, then there's not much anyone can do. I'll take this to the dean and keep you guys updated, all right?
Can I take a picture of it?
Seriously? That letter is a threat!
If that's how you see it, then maybe it's best you step away from the guy. Honestly, no man is worth that kind of drama. You ladies have a good day.
Ugh! What crawled up her butt and died?
Tara, I'm fine.
Alf, please. I don't want to see you hurt again.
From what, Tara? I told you Aaron and I aren't dating. I don't know why someone would send me that letter.
Because they're mean jerks who don't have anything better to do with their lives than send a nasty note to a freshman college student. Af, remember high school? The dude I had the biggest crush on had a thing for you. I was young and stupid, and I wanted him to notice me. So instead of talking to him about my feelings, I was a coward and took it out on you by making fun of you. In the end, you and I became friends. But I never went to this length to send a letter like this.
Tara.
I'm worried about you because people can be stupid if they're motivated by love.
What am I going to do?
We're gonna see if someone in our hall saw who delivered this letter. Come on. Nothing.
Tara, listen. I know you're worried about me. And I'm just as worried as you are.
But
until something else happens, can we just drop it for now? Honestly, I'm getting stressed worrying about it this much. And since we have no evidence...
You're right. There's not much we can do. But Af, if anything else related to this happens, let me know. I'm not gonna let someone push you around.
Don't worry. I'll let you know.
Right. Whew. I think I'm gonna go to the cafe. I got a class soon. Wanna come?
Nah. I think I'm gonna go back to sleep. I don't have class today, so I'm off.
No class on Friday? Lucky! I have 3 classes today, and one is at night. Blah. Anyway, you stay here and de-stress, okay? Call me if you need me.
Right. See you, Tara. Why would someone send that note to me? Am I crying? Why? Why am I crying about this? It's not like our RA did anything. It was just a stupid note. I need to stop being so sensitive. This stupid thing. I'm glad I remembered it. I just want to cuddle. I want to forget. But it's still bothering me. Nothing to say, huh? That's fine. I don't blame you. Even I'm having a hard time talking right now. I just want to sleep.
Afmau!
Oh, hey, Garth.
How are things going?
Pretty okay. Just meh today.
But Kaylin told me you've been nodding off lately, and having a hard time getting sleep.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, F, I wanted to see if you wanted to maybe hang sometime.
Huh? Oh, I'm free right now.
Class soon, but I was thinking more like after, on the weekend, and maybe get something to eat?
That would be nice, actually.
Really?
Yeah, but, let me call you when I'm ready. I'm just kind of all over the place today.
Totally understandable.
Garth! We gotta go!
Alright then. Is your number still the same from high school?
No, I had to change it. Here, I'll write it down for you.
Awesome! Thank you. I'll text you my number.
Awesome. See you later, Garth.
I got her number. I didn't think she'd... Maybe I have a chance.
You coming, Garth?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hold us up.
Is she your friend?
An old friend. A really nice old friend.
Oh, so you used to date her too?
I mean, we had a thing at one time. But she had gotten with my best friend at the same time, and then...
What?
Nothing. It's a long, complicated story. We were kids when our parents met, and I'm just glad to see her again.
Oh, okay. Let's get to class.
Let's.
That was weird, right?
She sure gets around.
Huh?
Look, I love horror. Plus, I haven't seen it.
Well, you and Jenny can go. I don't want to. Plus, I'm so sad about you burning the mac and cheese.
Betty, we're friends. We do things together when we're sad to make each other feel better.
You're dead to me.
Ugh. If you come, I'll buy you a large popcorn, poopsie. And a hot dog.
Throw in some nachos and chocolate crunch and we've got a deal.
You're lucky I'm too tired to argue with you.
This is my chance.
Huh?
I'm gonna invite Aaron to the movies with us.
What?
How are you gonna do that?
I'm gonna invite a friend of his. Or at least, I hope she's a friend.
Oh no. This is doomed to fail, you know.
You do it, Jenny.
Thanks, Betty.
It was supposed to be just us three.
The more the merrier.
Hey, F? Oh, hey, Jenny. I know this is sudden, but I was wondering if you wanted to go to the movies.
Movies?
Yeah, we didn't really get a chance to talk the other day, and I thought it would be fun to get to know ya. Plus, you can bring a friend with you, too. That way, you won't be uncomfortable.
I mean, I have been wanting to go to the movies.
Really? Great! Any idea who you're bringing? I mean, this would be a great event to socialize at. We're going as a big group, and it would be great if someone who didn't talk to many people got the chance to, you know?
Well, okay, I mean, Caitlin and Luca definitely don't fit that.
I mean, maybe someone more quiet? But it's your choice!
Oh wait, they're already going alone.
Oh, that's right, Aaron!
Jackpot!
No one, just an old friend.
Awesome! Oh, so we're going later tonight. I'll text you the details, okay?
Sure.
Perfect! See you then!
Aaron said he didn't talk with many people. This might be a nice change of pace for him. Yeah, I can totally invite him. I hope he comes.
What was that about, Jenny?
I invited her. She's friends with Aaron, and she's inviting him, too!
All right, Jenny. You know what? They can come. On one condition! You need to speak with Aaron at this event! No shy stuff! It's all or nothing!
I plan on it.
Good. And since we're inviting random people now...
Hey! Diana!
Oh, hey, Kathy.
Wanna go see a horror movie with us tonight?
She doesn't prep! You need to learn that society is just trying to warp your view on it by making things like going to the movies unacceptable.
Yes.
What? She's a prep, Diana!
Ken, shut up.
Awesome. Here, let me give you the deets.
Whatever. Kathy is just butthurt.
Hey, FC. Can I ask you a question?
Sure. What's up?
You wanna go to the movies tonight with me and a few peeps?
What? You mean like outside?
Yeah, I mean, you said you didn't get out much, remember?
Yeah, but that's because I...
I think it would be awesome to go with you. I've been having a lot of depressing feelings today, and I just want to do something to get my mind off of it.
So, the movies? When and what time?
8 p.m. And it's at the local theater.
Alright, I'm in.
Really?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go there.
You haven't been? But you've been going here for years.
Yeah, anyways, I'll see you tonight, Shu.
See ya, FC. Get my mind off that note. Yeah. This should be fine.
I'm gonna have to sneak out.
Give me one more time.